Well, Zach, I actually just finished crushing some chicken farm, and I am freaking ready to rock and roll.
You are Locked On Auburn, your daily podcast on the Auburn Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, welcome on into Locked On Auburn, your daily Auburn Tigers podcast. I'm your host, Zach Blackerby, joined by the one and only Charlie Five, Auburn message board legend. We're broadcasting live from Jim Bob's, courtesy of our friends at Fetch Me Home Delivery. Charlie Five, how are you?
Doing great out here on this beautiful patio. It's kind of weird dynamic. You're inside, I'm outside, but let's get this thing going.
It's very comfortable inside. I'm sure it's very comfortable outside as well. And we'll talk more about their awesome food and how you can get it popped up in your home or office with a special guest that will join us in just a few minutes. But we're recording this at 2 o'clock on Monday, just minutes after Brian Harsin got done talking with the media, which
riveting.
It could have been. And there was some talk about, you know, some potential suspensions as well as, you know, a lot of people super interested in Brian Harsin's vaccination status, and I think they thought they would finally get some answers there, but he's bringing it pretty clear that that's his business, and so he wants to do that. Thank you so much. And so what stood out to you about his the press conference that we just got done watching?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just the biggest thing is not so much the press conference, is that we actually thought that we were going to get like a lot of this like built up information that we thought was just going to be spilled out to everybody. And he just handled the press conference like he's handled every single one he's done since he's been here at Auburn. So nothing super groundbreaking. Probably the biggest news from the team wise is that Troxell is back competing with Killian Zaire for starting left tackle. So that's probably the biggest news that we got out of it.
Yeah, and spent time at the start of the presser kind of recapping the big win over Arkansas. And, of course, you know, right. the players of the game, Killian Zaire was one of those guys. And I was impressed with Zaire. I think he had a lot of good things. He brought a lot of good things to the table. But I would be shocked if Troxell wasn't the guy on Saturday, assuming he's fully healthy against Ole Miss. But he was asked about what was the question he was specifically asked? How did they word it? Like, are there anybody that will miss the rest of the season?
Are there any players that will miss the rest of the season for any reason? And his answer was, at this time, there are no season-ending injuries.
That
so
sounds right.
That's a specific reason, not – didn't really answer the any reason. And there's been some speculation there could be some suspensions that come up this for this game, and that did nothing to quell those rumors at all.
No, you're right. So we're just gonna have to keep living on with that. What's your general feeling? You saw the bye week. You watched Ole Miss play LSU. You watched Alabama kind of play with Tennessee for a little bit before they moved ahead. You know, there is this growing energy throughout the Auburn fan base that they've got a chance in the SEC West after this past weekend. Do you still feel that way going forward?
Oh, 100%. 100%. You know, I was kind of hoping Ole Miss had just played Arkansas, very emotional, back and forth game, went to the very last possession. Then they turn around and they play Tennessee, I believe, and it was a fairly close game until Joe Milton just had completely blacked out and just ran out of bounds and ran the clock out. And then, so I was hoping LSU would have a little bit more physical, get after them type game, so they'd have three in a row before they come to Jordan-Hare, but they just kind of took care of business against LSU. But that wasn't very surprising, to be completely honest. And you know, I still feel like this game could decide whether or not we're a team that can compete for the West or not. I mean, Ole Miss is going to come in as a top 10 team, and we're going to be I feel like Jordan-Hare, I said it correctly this time, is going to be rocking, and we're going to give it to him.
If Auburn wins on Saturday, which they have done really well coming out of bye weeks, Brian Harsin's like 8-1 at Boise after bye weeks. Credit that stat to Josh Dumb on Twitter. But this seems like the more you look at it, the more it points to Auburn being in a great situation to win this, to have a top 10 victory when it's all said and done. But the I don't know, when you look at more of it, I'm seeing more and more people say, like, okay, Auburn has absolutely owned Ole Miss over this, like, the last 20 years. I'm not a huge fan of those stats because, like, what they did in, you know, 2006 has no indication, you know, what's going to happen this Saturday. But as far as culture, as far as confidence, I think Auburn's going to, like, go into this game expecting to win.
100%. I agree with you, too. Those stats are silly. The only one that really mattered was us not being able to win in Baton Rouge because that was, like, 67 years or something like that that it took us to finally win. But, yeah, even last year, it's a completely different team. They have a lot of weapons. So I don't take any from that, think that it gives us an advantage here. I just think we're going to be the better team on Saturday. I just think the team is sort of – you kind of see the tide turning as far as the culture and the mindset a little bit, that tough nose, figuring out ways to win. That's I think that's what we have. Hopefully going forward, and I think we'll just see more of that on Saturday.
Right.
Two and a half point favorite.
Line's moving in favor of Auburn because pretty much across the board, Ole Miss opened as a half point favorite, which I don't fully understand the purpose of that, a half of a point, but just make it pick them at that point, but whatever.
You got to win or lose. You got to win or lose if you pick them.
Yeah. But yeah, the fact that it's moving that way, I think, 538, the analytics site, they've got Auburn favored to win. ESPN matchup predictor has Auburn favored to win. More and more things are coming out, and they're pointing Auburn's direction, which I think a few weeks ago, that would have surprised all of us. But that's a good thing. Like I said, Auburn's going to expect to win this matchup. It's really going to come down to Matt Corral. And a lot of folks are talking about Matt Corral being injured and hurt. I watched him on Saturday against LSU, and I watched that dude, and I'm like, that guy's not hurt. That guy's fine. That guy looks like a good college quarterback and possibly a future NFL stud when it's all said and done. I didn't notice a whole lot of
gamesmanship, maybe?
Yeah, right. But yeah, I just watched him, and I'm like, I don't think he's that bothered by his injury.
No, I mean, he still rushed the ball several times, some hard runs to pick up first downs. That's going to be, to me – that's the key. That's going to be the key to the game because we know we play a defense to keep the ball in front of us. So what happens whenever he breaks contain? Can we contain him when the play breaks down? Because that is going to be – that to me is where he's the most dangerous. So that's going to be the big key to that game defensively to me. Don't give up big plays and make them have long, sustained drives to score and contain Corral. And we'll just have – and just see what happens because I think we'll be able to move the ball on them.
Yeah, I do too. Hey, it's a Charlie Tuesday as we are broadcasting live from Jim Bob's on today's Locked On Auburn. Today's show brought to you by our friends at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy football made easy. I played Prize Picks a ton on this NFL Sunday. I actually was undefeated. All of the picks that I made were spot on. I kind of got helped with Zach Wilson. I took the under for his passing yard prop, and he left the game in the first half. So, obviously, that was an easy win. But took Matt Ryan in the over, and then I took second half Jalen Hurts in the over and Matt Stafford in the over. So, that was all good. But, yeah, check out Prize Picks. It's a ton of fun. When you make your deposit, use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, to get your deposit match for up to $100. You can pick as many players as you want. And you can do over-under on all these props. It's a lot of fun. Don't hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com today. Use promo code LOCKEDON or go to the App Store and download their app today. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. And, of course, today's show brought to you by our friends at Fetch Me Home Delivery and Charlie 5. We are bringing in a special guest today, Harrison Evola, the boss man over
at Fetch. Yes, sir.
How you doing, man? You're over in the other corner here at Jim Bob's.
I am, yeah. I'm in the – what am I in? Back right-hand corner over here. But, yeah, I'm doing great.
Are they bringing you guys awesome food, too? I've got all kinds of goodies.
They did, yeah. I was taking a little bit of a bite over here in a second. But we got the – what do we got? We got the chicken biscuit off Jim Bob's breakfast.
Oh, yeah, fried biscuit.
Delicious. Fried biscuit action, exactly.
No, it looks good. It looks good. So – tell us about Fetch Me. I mean, obviously you partner with a lot of local restaurants and businesses, and if it can be delivered, you guys are all over it.
Absolutely. Yeah. We deliver anything with the exception of alcohol and tobacco, unfortunately, but you know, we deliver restaurants, groceries, snacks, you know, anything within reason, we can totally go ahead and bring that to you. You know, with the addition of also now you can order takeout orders in addition to delivery off our platform.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I want to personally thank you, one, for partnering with the show, but also you have made my family's game day experience so much better. We don't want to get out of the traffic or football starts at 11 o'clock. We don't want to step away and miss anything. And so you guys just bring it all to us. We've got the easy-to-use Fetch Me app. We've also used FetchMeDelivery.com. You guys got a great website there. So you guys make it easier than ever.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate that. I mean, I tell our drivers, you know, it's definitely, you know, I mean, obviously when I graduated from here, like, you know what game day is like. It's tough to get around. There's traffic, you know, you want to root for your team, but making sure you're properly staffed up, making sure that your drivers are good to go for game day is something that's really not easy, you know, but honestly, it's all thanks to the drivers. So, you know, I definitely, they appreciate it. I appreciate it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, we want to kind of give some love to Jim Bob as we're here today. And they fed us, gave us great food, great wings, great chicken, of course. Yep. But also their breakfast, Harrison, their breakfast is awesome. They're open from 6 to 10:30. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they have a lot of really top-notch stuff as Charlie Five is modeling some of the food right now.
Yeah, I'm about to take my first bite actually of their dough bellies. They're like, it's dough like bellies. Their version of a beignet. Actually, but better, right? I mean, I think they have like cinnamon. What are they? They have cinnamon, chocolate, caramel. I think I'm about to go on the normal nice. One, but yeah, that's awesome. It's good all around.
It's that's like a awesome. Donut hole and a beignet on steroids.
That's a great description.
That's actually really good. Yeah,
that's just raw reaction right there. But be sure to you can get all this delivered right to your home. Just go to fetchmedelivery.com or use the free Fetch Me Delivery app. Harrison, what have your thoughts been on I know you're busy on a lot of game days, making sure people like me get all the food and items delivered to their house. But what have been your thoughts so far on this Auburn football season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think all in all, it's been good. I mean, as any fan, I feel like we're all kind of just anticipating this season a little anxiously, right? Trying to see how we're doing. You know, how Harson's going to be doing for his first few games. I think overall, definitely, it's a decent start for sure. I mean, I'm really excited to play Ole Miss this weekend. You know, I'm definitely hopeful to pull out the win. I mean, it's hard not to root for Auburn, obviously, you know. So all in all, I mean, you know, definitely really happy with it. And, you know, we'll see if we can kind of finish out the season strong. I mean, I think really the, you know, Texas A&M and the Iron Bowl is going to be really something that – or I mean, really our next two biggest games, you know. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's something where I'm excited to see how we hold up.
Yeah, no, I think going into the bye week after that Arkansas win, we were all like, okay, if Auburn can beat Ole Miss and Texas A&M, I feel really good about South Carolina, obviously. Absolutely. I think most people do. Some people think Mississippi State's more legitimate than they probably are. I'm not. I don't think they're that good. And I honestly don't think Texas A&M's that good. I think if Auburn wins on Saturday, they've got a chance to run it all the way to the Iron Bowl. And I'm not in the camp that Alabama's as vulnerable as everybody else is making them out to be. I just don't think they're as good as they normally are. But they're still a very good football team. It's going to be tough, but you get them at home. And so I think that's going to be a big part of it. Did you guys see the graphic that the SEC put out about the times for the A&M game? There's three ors. It's either at 11, 2:30, or 6. And it's like, well, gosh, is that even worth putting out at that point? It's ridiculous.
No. Right.
I missed that, I guess.
Yeah, it's one of those three, and it's either us and A&M or Georgia and Mississippi State, maybe, and then it's Bama and LSU. And so
that's like the old depth charts with the ors in them. It's like, why even put out a depth chart when it's got an or? Yeah. Like that year, what year was it where we didn't want to announce either Chris Todd or Cody Burns or something as the starting quarterback? So it was. Even going into the first game when they called the lineup out, it was like Cody Burns, and everybody went crazy. And then he goes, or.
And we're like, okay, are you kidding me?
That's what it feels like.
We got a few ors this year with some of the DBs. And then we got an or with Brandon Council. And who was he competing with? Was it I don't remember. Brandon Council won, though. And this is a Brandon Council podcast. But
100%.
Oh, absolutely. So, Harrison, you know, Ole Miss is going to be a big deal. 6 o'clock at Jordan-Hare Stadium. You got to think the home field advantage is going to be a big part of this.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we have a, obviously, like you were saying earlier, you know, I mean, we have a really good record against Ole Miss, especially at home, right? So, I mean, I, for one, am pumped for the home game. You know, anything really kind of goes. So, I mean, all in all, you know, I think, you know, I mean, and this is what, this is, we have maybe two, was it two more home games, I think, after this one?
Yeah, we would have Alabama and
Mississippi State, right?
Because we always get the same thing for the Mississippi State.
Yeah. I'm just trying to soak up the rest of the home games at this point. You know,
I feel you. This Saturday is going to be the first game that I go to as a fan with my wife in a very long time. Yeah. So we've been the Auburn Tulsa game a few years ago as fans together, and that's been it. I've either been working or we watched it from home. So I'm looking forward to that. That's gonna be fun, but I feel weird about it. And I just, people are talking about this Ole Miss team, and you know, I'm talking a lot of folks over the bye week, and then even after they beat LSU. And Charlie Five, just tell me if I'm wrong, but like, so many people are saying how up and down Ole Miss is, and I watched that team against LSU on Saturday. I'm like, this looks like a top 10 team to me. I'm not seeing all the flaws that everyone else is.
I'm with you, and the only thing I can point to is probably maybe defensively a little bit, but they have a defense that's, you know, not quite as talented, but similar to Auburn's, where they're good enough to make plays, and it may be a little bit harder to score from, you know, distance, go the distance on them, but like, they'll just kind of stay in the game and make, and then if they stop you twice, that's all they really need to do, because they're going to score those two. You know what I mean? So, they're dangerous. And anytime you have two back there as your quarterback, you have a chance to win. So this is, they earned their 100% of their ranking, top 10 ranking, for sure. And it's going to be a tough game, but I think the crowd's going to be rocking. We're going to get after them. Crowd is going to be insane. It's going to be fun. Halloween, there's going to be a lot of costumes, a lot of festivities. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you're right. I just, you know, of course, Ole Miss's defense stinking it up. And while I think that is true, I think the stats back that up. But the whole Auburn wasn't able to run against LSU. Now Arkansas, and it's like, is Auburn going to be able to run against anybody for the rest of the season now?
But I just wonder if that matters with the way the way we actually have a, you know, before, if you could stop the run, we couldn't do anything because everything was predicated off the run.
Sure.
Now we have an actual real offense where we're able to get playmakers the ball, our running backs the ball on extended handoffs via like a swing pass or in the passing game. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be line up and pound it. We have different, you know, more complex passing concepts that we can use to get people open. It's not, everything's not predicated off of a jet sweep motion, misdirection, sure, fake. That if that's not working, then we know, okay, we'll go guard these two guys and we shut them down. It's completely different, and that's why I'm just not 100% sold that if you stop the run, you can stop Auburn. I think this offense has proven it can beat you in multiple different ways, and Mike Bobo's having a really good, what I would call just a, from a play-calling standpoint, a great play-calling year, and I don't think nothing Ole Miss, I think, nothing that Ole Miss does, I think, is going to stop that.
Sure. All right. This is Charlie Tuesday live from Jim Bob's, courtesy of Fetch Me, continues in just a moment. Today's show brought to you by Rock Auto. RockAuto.com is the best place to buy all of your car parts for your, whether it's your car, your truck, or SUV. They've got you covered. Why choose to spend more money, whether it's at a chain store or a car dealership? Just go to RockAuto.com. Right now is a family business serving do-it-yourself for over 20 years. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car, truck, or SUV. And write Locked On Auburn in there, how did you hear about us box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliable low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. Today's show also brought to you by Sweatblock. Sweatblock is really just changing the way that folks deal with sweat, whether it's a confidence issue, whether it's messing up your clothes. Sweatblock comes in these wipes, and you can apply them. And you don't have to worry about it for a week. You use these things once a week, whether you're a high school teacher or a Hollywood producer or a soccer player. It doesn't matter what it is. If this is something that you deal with and you want it to go away, Sweatblock is the product for you. So if you or someone you care about is dealing with excessive sweat, you have to check out Sweatblock. Get it today for 20% off at sweatblock.com and use promo code LOCKEDON. Or you also can go to Amazon or CVS. Final few minutes here on today's Locked On Auburn as Charlie Tuesday continues on with Charlie Five and Harrison Evola with Fetch Me Home Delivery. We got a few minutes left, guys, but what is kind of your expectation for the rest of the season? We talked about upside. We talked about what they possibly could do if they take care of business this weekend. But is 9-3 a reasonable expectation? Is 8-4 a reasonable expectation? I'm still seeing people predicting 7-5, and Auburn would have to lose pretty much all three of their remaining big games if that were the case. But Charlie Five, we'll start with you, and then we'll go to Harrison. But I'm thinking 9-3 is perfectly reasonable now, especially if they win. I mean, I think they win on Saturday. And then when it's and then I think they lose in the Iron Bowl. But I think they went out and make the Iron Bowl an SEC West championship. But Charlie Five, what are your thoughts?
9-3. That needs to be the guitar. That needs to be like the floor that this team is looking for right now. I think I see that if you can get past this weekend, like you said, it could be, you know, just keep the momentum going to the end of the year. You got an easy 9-3 floor that you like you said. But man, it's going to be hard not to think if you get past this game, you got them at home at the end of the year. That being an SEC West championship, and Auburn has won more than they've lost in those types of scenarios, especially at home. So, I'm always a positive dude. I'm thinking we're 10-2 and playing for the West. But I mean, let's get through this weekend and see what happens.
All right, Harrison, what are your thoughts, man?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely echo a little bit about what you guys are saying. I think, you know, I'm definitely excited for the end of the season, for the rest of the season. I'm thinking, you know, you get through Ole Miss, and then obviously Texas A&M is honestly going to be a really important game. I think definitely hopeful. I think, you know, obviously we saw with Texas A&M, they showed up to play against Alabama, right? So I'd say, you know, don't count them out yet for sure. But I'd say, you know, we continue to play hard, especially against Ole Miss, take it from there. And, you know, hopefully we can definitely do something against Texas A&M.
Harrison, I know you're a big basketball guy. Auburn's got a good squad, man. Maybe the most talented squad they've ever had. What are you feeling about this season?
Yeah, super excited about that. I mean, it's, you know, every time somebody mentions Auburn basketball, I think of when we made it to the Final Four a few years back. So I still think, you know, we definitely have you know, some excitement behind us, a little bit of momentum going into this season. I don't know if you guys saw this. Speaking of the basketball team, you see Bruce Pearl over on the Jumbotron though?
Yeah, shirtless.
During the last football game, shirtless. That's yeah, awesome. So the morale's there. Absolutely. Good, morale's there. You know, the team spirit's there. So we'll see if that translates over into the season. You know, I think that it will.
Right. Harrison, kind of give us a rundown of all the products or the services that Fetch Me offers. One more time, if you would, before we wrap up.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So, you know, at Fetch Me, you guys can order takeout or delivery from any restaurant here in Auburn and Opelika, that is. You know, started the business when I was in college, grew it. You know, we now have over 115 restaurants on the platform. You guys can get restaurants delivered. You guys can get snacks delivered, coffee. You know, but like I said, it's really not just delivery now. I mean, you know, we've had tons of people, you know, just say like, well, what if I don't want delivery, right? Or what if, you know, I have the time to go ahead and drive over to the restaurant. Well, now we have products like Fetch Me Takeout, you know, and Fetch Me Delivery. So, you know, I love Auburn. It's been really good to be on your podcast, you know, to, you know, it's been a privilege, honestly, still be here, you know, just kind of grow the business to work here.
Yeah. Well, you guys were one of the early folks to partner with us here on the show, and we appreciate Absolutely. It. And it's been cool to see you guys grow and offer more and more services to the community. So thank you for hanging out with us for a few minutes and setting this up with the great folks here at Gym Boss.
Of course. Yeah. I'll have to send my regards to Steve, and I'm going to finish the rest of my biscuit now.
Perfect. Yeah. I'm going to take you off camera so you can chow down on that. Charlie Five, any final thoughts before we wrap up today's show?
Nothing. A little birdie told me we had it wasn't a secret. We had a closed scrimmage this weekend with UAB, and a little birdie told me we may have smoked them by about 30. So get ready for basketball. Jabari is the truth. He's probably going to be a top five pick in the draft. Enjoy him. Enjoy this team. They're going to do special things. Basketball is going nowhere on the plains.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and this biscuit, by the way, it's fried. It's actually fried, but not the chicken. The chicken's fried, but the actual biscuit's fried. Holy cow. You take one bite out of that sucker, it'll knock your
I can't wait to try it. I can't wait to try it. Well, cool. No, and just a reminder, Zeb Jasper's going to come on
next
week, starting every week for the whole season. So that'll start next
can't
week
wait.
As well.
Can't
and
wait.
Also keep an eye on the podcast feed and the YouTube channel for Chandler Wooten's visit this week. So, Charlie Five, where can people find you and hear you, bud?
You can find me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5. You can find me on the Auburn message boards, auburnlive.com, the corner, or Auburn 247, about to get a board, or Monday through Fridays on the Dad Bod Golf Pod.
All right. Follow me on Twitter at ZBlack. Be the show on Twitter at Locked On Auburn and on Instagram at Auburn Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow right here on Locked On Auburn.